We're doing Shmuel, and the Philistines have taken the Ark, and they bring it to the city of Ashdod, southwest. We know this is where the Philistines camp, and that's why they're called Pilishtim, from the word Polish. They break into Israel from the sea. So they bring him to their church called Beit Dagon. They had this figure that was half human, half fish, called Dagon, and they had a temple in his honor, and they placed the Ark in front of Dagon, and they were saying that their deity had conquered the Ark of Israel, the God of Israel. So they come the next morning and they find Dagon falling before the Ark. He's bowing. So they set him up again, right? The Philistines want to believe it's a coincidence, right? It's a coincidence. So they come the next morning and they see him falling again, but his head and two hands are put on the doorpost of the church. So only Dagon, only the fish part, was still there bowing before the Ark. So from that day onward, they say, oh boy, oh my gosh, right? That doorpost must be holy. They don't step on the doorpost again, they hop over it. That's where the head and the two hands were found. So the Ashdodim get punished by Hashem. Vatichbad Yad Hashem. So they get a punishment, and their lower aperture, their ability to go to the bathroom, starts being harmed. Whether it was that they had mice that would start entering when they try to relieve themselves from below. It says that they had mice that would jump in and pull out their lower intestine. Whatever part of the digestive tract is just within, it's not the lower intestine in English. It says bnei me'ehin. It goes from the liver to the gallbladder. How's our digestion go? What's the name of the tube that leads to where a person excretes?
No.
The colon?
It's the last bit, yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know,
so,
I might be totally wrong.
The colon? Okay. So it seems like their colons were being brought out, pulled out. So they the mice would like come in, grab it, pull it out, and come back out. So people found themselves with their lower part, their end part of the digestive tract being pulled out of their bodies. And so people were very, very wounded in Ashdod. And so they got very scared. And they said, we can't have the Ark here. Their deity was destroyed. They were being destroyed. So they call in the elders and they say, what should we do with the Ark? They said, send it to the city of Gat. So they send it to the city of Gat. And again, the city of Gat has the same illness. So they too. What?
Over here it says, afflicted them internally with hemorrhoids.
Right. So that's, to my understanding, an incorrect translation. In modern Hebrew, hemorrhoids are called tichorim. That's true. But the way our sages interpreted it was the way I'm saying, that there's a condition where women have where their womb starts coming out. Prolapsed womb. So this is like a prolapsed colon. Only Chazal say it happened with mice actually climbing in and pulling it out. Remember, they used to go to the bathroom in outhouses, so they'd reveal themselves to nature. It wasn't in their house. So they send it to Ekron, and the people of Ekron heard what happened in the previous two cities, and they said, oh no, you want to kill us? So they gather the elders, and they say, send them back to the Jews. Don't leave the Ark with us. We don't want him to kill all of us. So everyone's scared. They all think they're going to die. So people start dropping like flies, and the people who aren't dying are being afflicted by this punishment, and the people start crying to heaven, we don't want to die. So 7 months have passed when this whole story takes place, and the Philistines call their priests and their sorcerers, and they say, okay, what are we supposed to do? So they said, look, we want to make sure it's not a coincidence. They're still considering maybe it's a coincidence, right? They don't want to see Hashem's hand in all of this. So they say, you know, maybe it's a coincidence. You don't know. So do the following. prepare a gift, and you'll prepare five shapes of the prolapsed colon of gold, and you'll prepare five shapes of the mice that were attacking you of gold. And after you've made these shapes, these are the things that destroyed our country, right? So you'll send it as a gift, so to speak, in the honor of the God of Israel, and you'll take a new wagon, and you'll take two young calves that never carried a yoke, and you'll bind them to the wagon. Two female cows, and you'll tie their children behind them, and then you'll watch if you'll put the ark on the wagon and the gold gifts, and you'll see if these mothers that never carried a yoke before, if they're willing to leave their children behind and take the ark to Beit Shemesh, then you'll know it was God who did this to all of you, and if not, then you'll know it wasn't God who did it. So they're making this test to Hashem, right? They're going to test Hashem. The sorcerers told the Philistines, let Hashem prove it if it's really him. So this is what they did. And they took two cows, and they bound them to a wagon, and they tied their children behind, so it was completely unnatural, and the cows started going. The pasuk says, Vayosharna. Vayosharna could mean they went a straight path to Beit Shemesh, and it could also mean they sang as they went along. You could see these cows were happy going. So they went up to Beit Shemesh.
With the Aron's attached, yeah.
The Aron is on the wagon, yes. And they don't turn to the right, they don't turn to the left, they're not interested in food, they're not interested in their kids, they're going on their mission, and they bring it to Beit Shemesh. So they come to Beit Shemesh, to the field of a man named Yehoshua Beit HaShimshi, and the Philistines have been following. They see what happened there. The five leaders of the Philistines were following to see what happened. They come back to Ekron. And the people of Beit Shemesh, they're very happy. Look at what happened. The wagon came back with the ark. So the Levites take down the ark. They take the chest with all the gifts that were given in honor of the ark. They put it on this large stone. And then they offered sacrifices. It says they cut up the wagon. They sacrificed the cows. And they leave the ark there. The pasuk says the people of Beit Shemesh were punished for allowing themselves to view the Ark of Hashem, and it says 50,070 men were killed. So Chazal say, why does it say 70 men and 50,000? It means 70 men who equaled 50,000, the 70 leaders, the Sanhedrin, were killed. Why were they killed? So it says numerous things. It says, number one, the people were standing bare-chested in front of the ark. They were in the middle of harvesting, and they kept harvesting in front of the ark like that. Like, the holiest thing in the world is there in front of them, and they just take, like, okay, wait. Another midrash says that they said to the ark, they said to Hashem, Hashem, you're in charge of the world, right? What annoyed you that you left us, and who appeased you that you came back? Meaning they looked at the ark and they said, "No, what happened? Why'd you come back?" So they were very disrespectful to the ark. Meaning here they have a miracle. The ark came back to Israel. Like, a miracle happens. They don't know why the ark came back. So they started talking. You know, what annoyed God that he allowed his ark to be taken by the enemy? And who appeased God that it came back? So they were talking like in a way that was ridiculing the miracle they just saw. So the pasuk says 50,070 men died. The question is it really 50,000 or etc.? So the people of Beit Shemesh, now they say, we can't handle this holiness, right? Good morning, right? The Philistines recognized it. Now the people of Beit Shemesh said, we can't handle it. So they sent messengers to Kiryat Yarim, what we call today Telstone, they call Kiryat Yarim. They say that's the place. And they said, why don't you guys come take the ark to you? Look, it's a big honor. We got the ark back. You guys should take the ark to you. And this is where we'll pick up. Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. We have to move forward.